thought it would end this way. Your mother told you you'll have to pay. To this guy over the hill, asking girls you want to live. I am living and living dead. You gave all you had to give. Life is much more than it's a game. But I'm sure you're not to blame.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
we had one bad day earlier this week last year that was like, it didn't sound like 2.5 days in. I mean, like after the Monday last year where it was crazy, the rest of the week was fine. We called it 9, but it was fine.
Volume 41. Hey there, dude. Volume 41, Voice Journal.
I don't know. I can stand up a stage and read.
Volume 41, Dodge Journal, Black Rock City, Center Camp. Waiting by the Bad Habits Poetry Stage, wondering if there's going to be an event today. About 3:30 p.m.
I thought today was Friday.
Here's the long essay off my tweet and that is exposed.
And
I just don't care. Now let's share.
What?
Carter, give
yeah.
The
one we're canceled Thursday.
So much love that it's still
not eating.
I burned out my Thursday.
Boy. Well, we cut it short, but it was. But I mean,
yeah.
It was almost time for the end.
No, it wasn't. It was like 5:15.
Woo!
Hey. All that was fun.
It's 3:54. Bottles. This is a question of art, an answer of fire.
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool. You said that.
Woo! What do the poets do
if they
don't like to perform
nowadays?
We're doing
something public. Yeah, you don't want to perform public. Most published poetry sucks. Most of all about that. I've read a lot of contemporary published poetry and it really sucks.
Well, that's because it's so easy to publish.
No, I'm talking about major poetry journals. I mean, I listen to major ones and it sucks. I mean, I listen to the little ones and it sucks.
El Squeegee, the bad one.
I mean, it's always true for us.
Has wavered and got spiked by the watered down illusion of his life, his pap trite. Far past griping, he waddles, taking shorts at the sniper. Knowing it's time to pay the piper, but fuck it. Old cypher dog bogged down in bogeys, slinging bags of old fog, screaming ice like a castle composed of shit-colored vacant lawns. In its essence, its true form, there's no time for the lovelorn, all shock torn in fury, a furry crapshoot in the making. Clam baking is the sport for the rich staked-out crime scenes. This cleansing may take Squeege all week. What a freak. He's pissing bright green as he's peeking. quite the sensuous agitator. He thinks of his Longfellow as the one-eyed pink translator, and he's right. In one night, he taught the little guy German. Now it's all tuning around in his pants as we speak. Some consider it satisfied German. But Squeege is delighted, and will next teach in Italian, then travel the Mediterranean in search of the veritable ethereal Kaddish. He runs up the mountain just to throw out three wishes and make bones out of fishes and break dishes like a Greek. What a fart burglar, slugging down cheap bourbon all week till he's run down the hobo. He's sunk lower than Bobo the clown. Now I spend all my time trying to get him to fall down, but he won't, because he's stubborn and possesses great strength. Plus a liver and kidney so maxed out with drink, he's gone funny. Indestructive, gas bag, disruptive, damn squeegee. Don't you see that you need me? I'm your buddy now, so heed me. And stop barfing so freely in that lantern. Sober up now, old Squeege, so we can do lunch in camp. Woo! All right. Woo!
Bella.
What?
probably awesome.
Smacked by a car and his motorcycle. He stopped. I was going to be the best man at his wedding.
Damn.
I told you what I told you. He said with a flourish, bad boys are recycled, though the process is boorish in nature. Quite slow and meticulous now. Dirt becomes gold, becomes dirt once again. Now back into the fold, my oldest debate reduces me to tears and tatters my soul. Try to lie and say I don't Jones for our best friendship lost. Though it's now pure thin air, I say, and I know you still exist, Joel, and I'll try and stop these tears, bro, just as soon as I'm aware. But for now, I hold tightly to the spirit of the wolf and Sister Moon and Brother Bear, for I know that they will comfort and care for me here while you wait for us over there.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, it was... This guy was so loved, and it was just so out of the blue. It's like I got a phone call. It's like, you got to go over to Joel's house. And it was like, he was gone. His parents filled him up full of tequila, and he blacked out and tried to ride home with no jacket or gloves or helmet.
Oh,
and he got on the freeway the wrong way and hit a station wagon at 90 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not a very good friend, I'd say.
Yeah, he was like my little brother. He was a really nice guy. I got really mad at the universe when he died. It was like, what? You know, the guy, like, his dad left him when he was 5 and his mom went insane, and he, like, pretty much had to be the man of the family from 5 on. So when I met him, he was just horribly angry at his dad, pretty much. And it just, you know, he came so far, and he was just about to get married, and then snuff, you know? Oh, man, I was so mad at the universe. I still am. Yeah. What? His fiance?
Yeah. That's
we all surrounded her pretty much like a warm glove. I mean, we just, you know, it was from an hour or two after she found out she wasn't alone for a while. But we brought over hot food for days and, you know, took care of her and, you know, tried to do what we could.
There's one about my great aunt that she died. Mia's last trip. The conductor smiles and stops in Chicago to pick up his only passenger. Let's go Vegas, he says, jumping into the car. Binghamton, Vegas, Sarasota, Salt Lake. They glide by the places she lived and played, collect her memories in a shopping bag. She drops a quarter on the floor of everyone who called her on a Sunday, sent her birthday cards, or drove her to the store. The conductor blows his horn and pulls the throttle. Leah settles in, decides to knit a scarf for mother, but not before digging in to the never-ending candy jar.
Burn, my beautiful people, burn! Let the white-hot love of our most holy father, the burning man, scorch away the darkness inside you. To hell with the way we lived before! To hell with the ways of the unbelievers! Naked, naked, tattooed goddesses! Buns of fury, glitter madness. Tacky, nerdy, also cool, acting the fool out of the pile. Blasting through new vistas, jaw just keeps getting me higher. Your turn to grow, time for us all to learn. Throw open the doors and evict your damn mind. I love you all! Now burn, my beautiful people! Burn!
We're doing this in honor of Miss James.
Above its moorings, the battlements over all the lake of haunts, now invisible waters. Adversary sun duck game, fireball goes west, the star settles down, and I, as settle down to the white hot mountain of its last position of oppression. The face, hydrogen has a face, helium now a face, and it lifts and falls, lifts in the evening, falls in the morning, lifts in the morning, falls in the evening. A furnace up, a furnace down, I am prostrate. Gossian's time has come, Herr Lorenz. It is written, but nothing is written. Enemy at the exit door, tyrant everyone is hoping is leaving. I am the son of an alcoholic camp, most hoping. Fingers crossed for freedom to come, while the last insults pour out of sudden face with muttered satisfaction at the boiling now concluded. For now, enough. Solar wind, west at sundown, east in the morning, reversing and rehearsing, a sweep away of all things sacred and profane. I saw the guy who invented the cult. Looked like someone I knew once upon a childhood, Jimmy, Jerry, or some such of long ago. We are in the shadow of certain idols, and the man who invented the man, he's talking now with a German filmmaker and answering questions posed by the video crew. What do you feel when you walk around and see all this, Larry? And they ask him to drive his motorcycle in a circle. The better for the camera to see him approach, leave, and then approach. On the Playa, we are in empathy with Mexico, in retreat to third world poverty, blistering poverty, sunk. Luxury of have, back with the have not. From muddle of dilettantism on the Playa to, wow, so this is what it's like to languish in Sonora, wishing the Aztecs had stopped the Spaniards and the lewd advances of Cortez in particular. There's a place where all is nothing and nothing is all around the brilliant perimeter of Black Rock City at night. I remember in 1996 I walked into the art installation known as Lost in Vegas with a can of tuna fish in my hand, and I asked the girl at what I thought was the counter at what I thought was the cafe there if she would open it for me, please. I wanted to barter. I think I must have been out of my mind. After the gathering, I played a piano at 7 a.m. in a deserted church, a tawny piano. I was still too close to time to Black Rock Desert not to see Playa dust on everything there, not to see a thin film of it on the 88 keys, on all the tan surfaces of a piano that talked of Stephen Pence's piano bell in Black Rock Death. Cathedral of keyboards, strings, and pedals lashed together by his love of togetherness. A piano that contains the spirit that was born in fire all those Sunday evenings. Even as structures topple and blackened flames and blackened forms fell in. Dust on this console, Playa dust in my hands are playing. Playa dust that filters the morning as Mozart stirs. I am not sad at the sight of her black hair, a version of blackness entirely happy. I'm not sad at the sight of a misunderstood lady. She sings a song for the ages, a song very faintly about the seashore's white noise, and discerned in the empty chatter of future ballgames. I followed her to Burning Man, to the bales of hay beneath the Australian parachutes of Mad Max. I watched her watching me as she was taking pictures of neon by day. Her black hair, a promise at night, whose flame throws were to appear, a version of fire entirely as happy as the constructions they longed for, and my dreams were not understood until then. Everything burns on the fire, house of doors, house of child, the parachutes and Penske trucks, the bands and stages. It's all about telling the truth, and the truth is everything burns on the fire, the wind, the dust, the pile of pianos all by themselves. Their deep purgatory embers say everything. Motel 666, Cafe Ephemera, the Towers of Helco, the neon straw, the straw effigy asks, do we have a program of destruction yet? Do we have a program of destruction? Everything on the Playa. Ask me if they'll make a speech at Cafe International next year. There are risks for me here that there are not here, and although I am eager to take them, I'm still in the clouds of Burning Man, still on the floor of the House of Chai. And the heads are talking and saying things. I'm listening to young people's music as if it's my own, still dreaming in the House of Doors, while aerial gymnastics go on above, keyboards and musicians have settled on half major for the duration and sleepily progress a little, altering the triad only slightly to keep pace with the evening. Still in the ruins of Halco's apartment house, the lined up for espresso under Guadalcanal's camouflage. There's a thin layer of Playa dust in everything I own or thought I did. It's not as if I am unwilling to be challenged. It's just that I'm still... the structure's gone for now, and I'm enjoying the remembered space all around me of Black Rock City, the lights of stars and campers, lanterns trembling with Mad Max salvation, and flamethrowers are absolutely gentle in their work. still on the Mother May I Murder, like a guy was singing on Monday, be here, burning things, making noise, running around naked, that's the way I always thought it should be, and burning desert, I think I will love you for a long, long time, I will get closer to international, that way I will get closer to these 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and hot feelings beyond the hype of citified late night. Woo!
Be the poetic pirates next year.
Right on,
dude. Arr, prepare to be boarded with poetry.
It's weird, though.
That was great. Miss Jane, wherever she is, carried on without her.
Wow. I have one more I'd like to do with you guys. What thorny, this is called Sea Rose Beach. Sea Rose Beach.
Alright.
What thorny matter made rose of the sea and honored like the salmon god where the scales invite a tactile longing? What bouquet of one for one who is absent or essence whose petals have the power of scented rain to exert a downpouring pressure on the palm? Rose as if a cloud's dome were its bloom arising in the sea, roseate, its watercolors inlaid like a double translation of something. Award-winning red cathedral or intimate basket balance where the stem is kneaded sharp to a pulpit's redoubt goal. When Rosie Allen comes to play and animates a whirlwind's wake of rose leaves, and Gypsy Rose Lee and every rose there ever was comes to quintessential arrangements with the florist ocean, and the men who have ever loved roses follow to a place equidistant from Yahats and Visita, the midpoint flower between two abysses, as Franz Liszt said of Beethoven's middle moonlight music, between the maelstroms of Cape Perpetua and the dungeon tunnels of sea lion love, their ceaseless theater of whispers and hoarse cries. The rose arises everywhere like an emblem, and you think of Escher and how his ivory and charcoal segmented flocks, they shingle the sky with paradox, or a Navajo visage somehow alive in Grand Canyon's terraced shelves to suit a cliff's shadowy and oncoming afternoon. A different autumn watches you now than watched you when you began a seed's frenzied mission of impatience to see that which may be woven. In stone field wayside, three Indian women sit with their basketry in the due west runnel from Cummins Peak. And while someone gestures to Gray Point headland as if it were obvious, and baby boomers can still believe that magic is afoot and dust off their LPs to prove it so, from Gwyn Knoll, you will reach a rose hand to botanically imprint with jointed tiles of fingers, a floral gesture whose ceramic seams are a piecemeal mosaic that arrays itself like a rose beyond the sea, beyond its coastal home, beyond anything known of the honor that awaits. And the sea rose is such a thing and takes 10 miles of creek to prepare for, like a beacon, like a ghost mill of its own Ghost Mill Creek, whose calibrated wooden circle masterminds soft focused ephemera with each watery car wheel's turn. That the sea rose exists at all depends on the garden of itself to say so. Absolutely, sea rose hiding in the hearts of coral or on Strawberry Hill, its color coronary to chaparral on the shore. And blossom, I wrote as fast as you said I should do in a tegular dream's vision of yourself, because drive was the destiny the desire got unfolding, because the sea rose quivers at evening and is damp with a longing to shine elsewhere always besides world rose. You were the example of urgent made us care about such things, genus and species, and I wrote you time to secure your fragrance, your hospitality arising even in winter when you bleed upon the snow with perfect affection or wait in darkness to flood the aurora of dawn with color-lending light upon the endless offshore of pink and purple Oregon. And if you will believe the Pacific salt tears to be just an accident of its transcendental river, then you will know its soft beauty to be long stem and martyr's mother. And then you will know the sea rose journeys to itself into a shade of redemption that honors russet with a Rorschach cadenza, the red furnace's phantom flower that embroiders the sea every iridescent hour.
You
Burn, September 2nd, 2000.
guy you want to?
Thank you.
Do it. quite as expensive as it
is. Ah, right.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Alright, it's, Tuesday, March 15, 2022 at 5:42 p.m. Bungalow C, Attic Cafe, Bungalow C, Attic Study, Mount Forest, Massachusetts. Dreamland Jazz radio station is on. Hold on, I'm going to get closer. There's a little wire hooking out of this player, but I popped it back in. It doesn't seem to be causing any harm. I was going to record this entry last Saturday, and I was sitting up here on Saturday night before my radio show, which goes on live at 8 on Saturday nights, when a wasp appeared out of nowhere as I was sitting here working, and I clumsily fled. I didn't come back up until yesterday. We ordered a mat, hard mat, for below this chair in which I'm sitting, so that it doesn't, it was having problems with the wooden bricks that are laid down as the floor, and a mat should solve that if it's on top of the wall, and a clear mat. So there's that. I didn't do much work yesterday, so I didn't record this, an entry in this journal yesterday. Interestingly, I was recording the next episode of 36X with Commander Q, number 31, and it contains a good chunk from the second of these new Voice Journal Classic tapes, going back to February, combined with the rest of the Strange Folk June 2000 show I went to, plus the sound collage I did on my Within show last Saturday. So interesting pieces brought together, this group. So Cassie came up yesterday. Aside from measuring for that mat, she sprayed some heavy-duty, bug spray, and she also gave me the peppermint spray bottle, which I was using outside during the summer, but now it's up here, which is funny. I'm just going to spray it every day. I'm going to put it on the hook with my headphones down on the side of the table. This side is going to run out any second now. That will probably be in the sentence. I'm going to be working tonight till 9. Cassie worked today at her office, town over. And she had much to say about that, so I'm starting a little later, but I am starting. I cannot think of any reason why I should not be writing bags of news like Fallout, and I think that doing that's going to help. So I'm going to get bags of news closer by working on it tonight. I've been working on the Dream Wraps on my show, which after a week off is back on, so that's going to be a week-by-week thing. And the Feature Tales going every night. And Mini Music is a real bugaboo, but if I could just get a long stretch on a Saturday, that might help. But what I have is I have 3 hours, and I'm going to read the next Sherlock Holmes story. I haven't read it in a while. And then I'm just going to work on all of these things, and I think that's going to be good. Some days are better than others. Sometimes I do better than others, and some days I'm able to pull it off. And most days I am. Every once in a while I just don't. But I feel like, okay, I showered, I picked up the house before Cassie came home, and just kind of tidied up a bit and kind of pulled my stuff together.
and I just want to follow through by sitting here and working. I'm not seeing any reason not. I'm going to listen to maybe Brady Gaiman, May the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 3, the radio this weekend, which will bring the amount of radio I've listened to at 13 and a half hours, 6 3/4, which is actually half. I also started assembling my show's final edit from last Saturday, last Saturday's broadcast. So, there's a persistence in work that brings its own kind of satisfaction. And the best way to deal with stall hours is just to kick back in. Kick back in and go. So, I'm going to take a bathroom break and I'm going to get on this. And I think it'll be fine.
Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. Testing 1 2 3 4 5. All right, it is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. 4:09 p.m. Walking down Newman Road, Northwest Massachusetts. Swap out batteries, apparently rechargeables, will work in this fire, provided they're recharged. Now, past hump days, they say, about work. And that's good. Nothing terribly new about work, which is good. I like work days where something gets accomplished and the day in all is on the script. I'm working on the new radio weekend and so there's that. Mostly on the Great Grand Braided Narrative. And it's been going along. It's various tracks, various braids. Some more actively than others. But I have been working on it and I've been trying to further up my game regarding it. Thing that is critical is that some of it goes in the next tentacle, some of it doesn't. I'm going to be alone. My phone. It's going to unfortunately not to be my phone because apparently 3G networks are shutting down across the country, across the land. And that's what my phone going to be runs on for phone service, for texting, for a bit of internet that he has. But well, this makes me sad because it's had Gumby for a long time, years and years and years. I have looked into what he does have that doesn't involve wireless networking, and I got him in the first place because of picture-taking ability, pictures and video, and that remains. There's nothing that is stopping that at all, which is good. And voice memos, I'm not sure what I'll do with that. Text memos, I'm not sure I'll do with that. Episode 50 games, including Galaga, one of my favorite video games from back when.
the arcades of yore. And I just want to keep my relationship with this. To get a phone because I don't think Cassie would be comfortable with me not having a phone. Just kind of like one of us is out in the world, we're both out in different places. It just seems to me that, unlike within my own lifetime, which is not that long, people didn't have phones on them. People require them now. I understand this to a degree. There are safety issues that they address, but they're not just phones, they're like little computers, and they're just a little bit too much for me. I think of them as mostly time wasters, as people use them, and I don't really have interest, but I have a phone in mind that kind of resembles one, be kind of short and squat. It's a cell phone that folds over in a short squat form. And I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to. But that said, I will also have Gumby as well, and continue to take pictures and those other things as well. They seem to be as loyal to my tools, my machines, other things as I am to people. Kind of like how some people are with dogs, cats, fish, you know, whatever, pets. They find them more loyal than people are. And I'd say that's true. Just in terms of my various tool, machine, electronic partners of various kinds, they just need to be fixed once in a while, kept, maintained. They need to be, they're kind of like small versions of people with rare cars or, rare guns, rare other kinds of machinery that they value. And that's the short and long of it. But anyway, since my taking pictures on this walk, because I just want to up my game and establish in my own mind in preparation for losing 3G, it hasn't happened yet, it's supposed to happen in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to assume it's going to happen and start preparing in advance. I just don't want to be in denial of something I can't control and that seems inevitable. It would be dumb. Anyhow. The Grand Raid narrative, I kind of lost track on that. I spent a lot of time last night in the attic study with Beds and News. I resumed writing the current narrative after 10 days away. Usually the Beds and stories are written and finished, like each year's narrative, before March. And I used to finish them in January, and I think last year it was February, probably the year before was February. And now this year, if I can pull it off, end of March. It just kind of lingered. They're easier to finish, typically, if they're not so tied to the other stories. This narrative is tied to the other narratives in a way that is just like nothing I've ever done before. So, it's just a slower process overall to, I guess, write on a more ambitious scale. But the funny thing is that even though the structure of the Great Grand Raid narrative is larger, faster, down in the details, the narratives are the same. Same language, same approach. It's just I'm connecting them. I'm connecting them in a story that has a wide-reaching kind of way to it. But
But when I was writing Begzin last night, I was writing in the same way I write it. I mean, that's the thing about writing. In the end, as much as there's grand story structures and so on and so forth, in the end, writing is the next word and the next word and the next word and the next word. It's simple in that sense. It's same simple in that sense. It's not any different. There's not a way I write any of this stuff in a way that I haven't written it all along. I just want to tell a bigger story. But it's the details that make a story or a piece of art work. And this could honestly be something that plays out in all sorts of ways. I mean, some paintings are very detailed in one way, some in another, but there's the planning of it. However, the method is important. That's the craft part, and then the art part is talent to pull it off. And I hadn't wrote Begzin News in 10 days, which, given the stretch of composition, is a long time. But I just picked right up and resumed, and new ideas occurred to me, as they do along the way. They just kind of emerge. The plan gets carried on, but the new ideas sort of mix into it that makes it interesting. The funny thing about this great grand braided narrative is that Gerger Burton Henley is that it's down in the details where it's going to work. Down in the details where it's going to matter. It's going to be a well-told story of stories, or whatever one they call it. And so that's my focus. That's what I want to do. That's how I'm working. And so I'm going to go up to the attic, and I'm going to set out my notebooks, and I'm going to pursue it the way I've been pursuing it. And if I do it well, it'll be of a piece with everything else, even as it's new. I think the Great Grand Braided Narrative is going to actually take 2 years to write, because I can't finish it any sooner. I mean, there's so much ground I want to cover, and it's just taking a long time, which is fine. But I've never done something of this scale before. Stop for one more picture. If I can come up with lots of pictures along this walk to focus. It sort of worries me along. The one time element to it is that there are cenacles 4 times a year, and the cenacles get new labyrinthine pages and new mini-musics every time. And they don't get, as of yet, new bags and news pages, because they haven't published everything of past 2 years, only up to about 2015. They don't get the Creature Tale yet in any way, shape, or form, except by reference in the other works. They don't get the Hero's Adventure. They get the Dream Wraps. That's another thing that is going to be in this new issue.
Uh,
What's interesting about that is that it'll be the Dream Ramps for 2021, and the Dreamwalker braid of the narrative is sloshed over from 2021 to 2022, so I'm not exactly sure how to divide it up, except that that's my intention to do so. And if it is a 2-year one, I think maybe at some point what'll happen is the Dreamwalker character will be back mostly in music, and the Dreamwalkers will go back to being somewhat more random dreams. I mean, they've never been random, they've always been part of the Tangled Mythopoeia, but there'll be other parts of the Mythopoeia than telling this quasi-narrative of Dreamwalker instance after instance, which is what they currently are. So I guess if I was going to be useful about this at all in terms of what my mullings on it, it would be addressing the question of if it's 2 years, kind of the first half and the second half, where does the first year conclude? And I think that bringing all the brothers of the Tanglegate myth with all their traveling companions and so on to Deep's Beach, the Beach of Many Worlds, that seems to make sense. And it seems to make sense that they arrive there and I tend to think that maybe there'll be some way for the Season of Lights and Rig Vega Festival on to be celebrated even when they're down Dave's Beach. I don't know. That's a question. But it does seem like that would be the first half, and then the second half is when the various braided narratives, they don't unbraid, but they're no longer tangled up in each other. They become more parallel right now. They're twisting together slowly as the narratives are crisscrossing each other, and they'll just keep crisscrossing each other until essentially they all arrive in one place. All six narratives will arrive at Eve's Beach, and that's the point at which they'll begin to distinguish again. So that really sounds like the first half to me. And then I don't know what the second half will be, except it has to do with going down to the Great Tree at the heart of the world, going to the hut back to the unit of time. I don't know. Something with a wobble so the Gatekeeper's world does not suffer as it is, or going back to his world, or something. It's just all words until it coheres into something. It's just speculation that's something I think about over and over again. It sort of bat the words around my mind and the ideas around my mind. And eventually, it will come to be something, sure. But I cannot say with stories this complex how much of it is thinking. Thinking, writing down notes, thinking, 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 writing down notes. When I was writing Bags and News last night, I just wanted to write for a stretch and not be sitting there taking notes and not be sitting there reviewing text. It becomes too much. And I'm fascinated how this is going to play through to the beach. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm really interested to see how these threads become distinct again. And the one thing I know is that every time, every page, every word it adds to the copy, it changes it a little, evolves it a little, adds to it. And so I know it'll be different for having done this, which is good, because it challenges me to keep coming up with new good work that excites me long before anybody hears it, reads it, listens to it, is aware of it. It's like it's gotta pass my sniff test before any of that happens. that is a going to be a ramble and a pleasant walk in late winter, pleasant sunny 50s, I think, in the Boston area, and worship.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Alright, it's Thursday, March 17th, 2022. At 4:22 p.m., I'm taking a shortened walk down Newman Road, Milford, Massachusetts, because I'm bound for getting some cookies for Cassie and my date, which we have every week. We usually have them on Friday, but of late, we've been having them on Thursday night, because we've been coupling them with a TV show called Married at First Sight, which is a bizarre so-called reality show about people being selected from a larger pool of people to get married without seeing each other before their wedding day, and getting married and the story of how things go for the next 2 months. And as it is TV, the answer is usually bad. It's a mildly entertaining show, but it takes too long to tell. But it entertains Cassie, so that's why we watch it. And also pandemic keeps us from going out to restaurants.
Hello.
But in these or something, so I'm going down to this little store that has cookies, and I'll see what I can get of a various nature. I woke up thinking about the travel angels, which I dreamed about last week, and have now entered into the great grand great narrative mythopoeia in both the dream wraps and in the Petri Tale. But I'm still sort of learning who they are. They have a cool name, travel angels, and they travel with a medic, which is good, but I didn't have any more details on them. And so I woke up this morning from fuzzy dreams, but I was still thinking about what they are, how they might add to the various stories, and then I realized, well, maybe they're from different worlds. Maybe the travel is as important as the word angel in their name. And they're a group that travel to many worlds. And their mission is to help. And it could be one kind of help or another kind of help. And they travel with a medic. And I think the medic, as best I can figure, the medic is someone who's trained with the thought fleas and with the tenders, or I guess their equivalent, others of the many worlds. That's on the main world that's written about, spoken about, but the medic is particularly knowledgeable maybe of a given world, and maybe of the things that bind all the worlds together. Maybe there's a kind of medicine that is part of how the many worlds are bound as a group of commonalities. That kind of is a neat thought. Let me check the battery level on this. So I think that's probably true, that's how they work. Hello. They study with those. The medicine is the most marvelous thing. And I guess that language is universal among all the many worlds, only universal among all the many worlds as well. So that is helpful to think about.
that what's already been imagined and created and written or spoken about, I don't know how they'll come into play in any large way. Some things in truth don't come into play for epic long times, but they're just kind of like more things that exist in the overall many worlds of Lithopia. I'm going to stop here and pause and get my candies and whatnot, and then I will resume on the other side of this store stop. And indeed, resuming on the other side of the store stop. The interesting thing about creating Lithopia is that it is possible for the longest time in it to be creating new characters, situations, locations, and narratives all the time. But at some point, they just piled up. And it's possible to have so many that some are written about for a stretch and not for a stretch. And sometimes the stretches get really long. So then phase may occur, which is something like going back to those people and characters, narratives, locations, and revisiting them, perhaps writing about them as they were written about in a familiar way. Or, if enough time has passed, maybe writing about them in a different way. Maybe somehow letting the fact that time has passed indicate that things have changed, either in the way they're told about or maybe in their characteristics themselves. And then there might be a desire to just bring it all together under one roof, so to speak. And the challenge with this is that the further back one goes in the work, the less things were written about with any intentional pointing toward unification. And so one has to sort of jigger things together, find bridges, find commonalities, and also just let differences be differences. And I think sometimes that's the best strategy, is to let differences be differences. I don't think every wrinkle needs to be smooth. I don't think everything needs to be consistent. I think it really depends. Probably in some types of mythos, consistency is really important. Like, there are certain basic rules of the road that kind of govern the rest, and if they're not followed, then what is depended upon by the reader or viewer or watcher, whatever, listener, is no longer trustworthy. And if that's okay, then that's okay. I think of the Tangled Megalithopia as something where there is some consistency, some inconsistency, and some non-consistency. For example, in the original Tangled Gate poems, the princess chose to not leave the world that she'd come to, and thus the world carried on in some way that it would not have if she'd chosen to leave. And yet now there are these many worlds that all were populated in one way or another by Amandians. And so, does that mean there's one world that was chosen as the prime world and the rest are not? And how would one know the difference between them? That's such a weird question, and yet it occurred to me. And I've been writing these now for nearly 10 years. And more it's become a Mythopia. It was always leading that way. The word didn't come into my use until last year, and the Great Grand Braided Narrative is the latest manifestation of me deciding everything's going to be on one roof, even if it's a really super weird roof. But, yeah, so I think it's just, in the end, it's not about consistency so much as it is about awareness, that choosing one, choosing the other, not actually choosing either one over the other, that all has an effect on the end result. And if the creator of the Mythopoeia, or creators, is or are comfortable with the end result, and can continue to create meaningful and exciting and new work within that mythos, Mythopoeia, then I don't think any one rule should apply exclusively. But it's all part of the deal. Okay, that's enough for now.
The morning finds you sleeping. Green days of deep yellow shining. Misformed shadows at your window. The shadows of morning find you sleeping. A new day waits to
Commander Q.
36 Jesuit
Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Thank you.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's Saturday, March 19th, 2022. At 3:41 p.m., Bungalow C, Attic Study, Work Table, Milkers, Massachusetts. Well, if I'd gotten the radio work for this weekend done sooner, I might be in the midst of watching Louie with Cassie, or maybe even finishing one right now, but it took me till 2 o'clock to get it all done, including my show, which is ready for broadcast tonight at 8. And so I suggested to her, well, let's watch our Saturday movie after my show tonight, so like 11 or so. And then we'll have our creature date tomorrow, which all seems like a good idea. And I came up here because my primary concern is writing Bags of News. And that's what I've got to do. I started my sitting up here by reading another Sherlock Holmes story, this time Silver Blaze, which is in the second volume of a couple of Sherlock Holmes books. I finished the first volume, and the way it's gone is that the first thing I read was Study in Scarlet, which was the first Sherlock Holmes story, which was a novella. It wasn't a story in a book of stories. And Sign of Four, which was also a novella. And then I finished this week The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. And now I've begun The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes. And the first one in there is called Silver Blaze, which is has a horse racing theme. And I've been reading these in order, pretty much. I think they get better. They get more complex and interesting, and as they unravel into a revelation of what happened, who done it, as it were, it's kind of more satisfying. They follow a pattern, a narrative pattern of events. They tend to follow the cases summarized at the beginning of the story, either by Holmes or by Watson or by a client come to see them or by the police. Someone lays down the puzzle, and then Holmes seems to operate by subtraction, in that he usually is encountering people who've decided they know what happened, or they don't think anything can be figured out, and he starts to eliminate things that are not actually important by looking clearly at the evidence, and starting to sort out what actually is important and what isn't. Often the cases are in the newspaper, and he reads those thoroughly as well. And then eventually he starts to unravel and unravel and reveal and reveal. And reveal tends to lag behind unravel, in that he figures things out before he tells anybody what he's figured out, because until he's certain, he doesn't start talking. And then the story concludes, and it's a brilliant form of going about things. And it just depends on the variables. And I think the stories, as I'm reading them, they're getting better at making things more interesting, stranger, just interesting. I think that's it for now. So I just want to jump into this a little bit, and there'll be more again later, or soon. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Alright, it's Wednesday, March
23rd. Pardon for the pause, 2022 at 6:01 p.m. Bungalow C, at studying work table, Northwest Massachusetts. Let's see what we found. So it's been a few days since the last entry. First thing I'll say right now is I just got us registered for bring in 2022 ticket sales that start next week. In a week. The registration to buy a ticket, which doesn't guarantee you a ticket, is today, tomorrow, Friday. And the actual ticket sales begin next Wednesday. And so, that is set. I'm actually going to be at my workplace next Wednesday. So at the fish tickets, Cassie will be cast, as she's nicely willing to do with actually getting the tickets when they go on sale. And we'll see. It's funny that I'm doing this tape player project because I started originally for the original Burning Man 99. I've said that many times. And but with the original Burning Man 1999 going, by the time I started this voice journal project in early August, I'd long had tickets in hand. So this is new in that sense, that I'm recording the nervous anticipation of hoping to get tickets and not knowing how that will go. We haven't gone since 2009. Which is 13 years. The event has not been held in Black Rock Desert since 2020. No, excuse me, 2019. It was not held the last 2 years. So I guess that when it comes down to it, we missed 10 burns. Since I started winning, 10 burns. Two burns nobody went to, because there were no burns in the desert as to August. All the virtual stuff that was held doesn't count, as far as I'm concerned. And now we are intending to go back, and everybody else who was going regularly or new going is intending to go back for the first time. So that's really exciting. I don't sound excited. I want my tickets in hand. I will feel the reality of it when I have the tickets. Then I will know that at that point it's just a matter of money and work and logistics. That's it. Money spent to get to it from the event, and logistics about getting to there and being there, and then the work of making the No Borders Free bookstore and all the other stuff. But it can be done with tickets in hand. And I will feel much more committed to the whole thing at that point. At this point, it's a wanna go, but it's not a going to go, because this is just not yet certain, and I don't want to presume. But if Cassie's able to get them next week, I feel like my efforts, which have been steady but slow, will at least double. For example, I'm reading Sherlock Holmes stories. I'll be reading one tonight, as I do most nights during the week. In the evening, I'll be reading another one tonight. I'll kick it up. I'll read two a night. That'll get them read sooner. I don't have to read them all. It's purely a pleasure to do so, but I feel it's a proper part of doing this. Like, it's actually not just reading a little piece of someone's work, but really diving in. Getting to know them as I knew the writers that got me into the in a Borders bookstore in the first place. I want to make sure that they're writers that I really know well and care about and want to promote and make little booklets of a little bit of their work. But that's how it's got to be. 12, 14, 16. So out of 60 pieces, short and long, 60 fictions, tonight will be 15, so I'll be quarter of the way through. And if I doubled my, tonight will be 16, and tomorrow will be 17, and if starting next week I do two a night, then that will be 43, that'll be much quicker to the finish line. Maybe two a night during the week, maybe one on the weekends. I just want to read through from start to finish. I now know Sherlock Holmes very well, and so that's good. And I want to watch the movies again, TV shows, and all sorts of things that emerge from Sherlock Holmes. But I figure the original 60 works that comprise the official canon is completely where to start. Everything else is sort of fun option. And in terms of the Burning Man books, that's where to start and finish. It's going to, whatever is in the Burning Man book of Sherlock Holmes, A.C. Doyle, is going to come from the original. Anyway, so there's that, and tonight I'm going to be working on the Greek Grand Narrative, Bags and News in particular. Last night I went through my notes of the past 6 or 7 months, and from them I emerged with a lot of folded down pages and notebooks, but also a map of the Claflin's Great Clearing and the Rivig Festival. That is going to help me to grade the 6 narratives through the festival. They're not all going to follow the same path through it, but they're all going to pass through it. It's just they'll be a little bit different from each from the other. But I had to make a map of all the details of the festival, which I'd never done before. And then, following that, is starting to plan the narratives accordingly. So that was exciting. I'm doing my show on Friday night, if I can pull it off, ahead of when I usually do it on Saturday evening, because I want to have the whole of Saturday, or most of it, weigh most of it, for writing. I'm feeling like I'm in the home stretch of this. It's the beginning of the home stretch. It's going to be ways. But I feel I'm starting to get to where this needs to go, but I've got to push. So, I think that's it. It says like another minute out. I might as well just finish off this volume. Radio, Great Brand Bear Narrative, Cynical, still not started up yet except for the work I'm doing on my work, but it will be soon. Work is going fine. I just keep getting involved in more projects, which is fine. It's good. I mean, next week I'll be at the workplace for numerous days, quarterly planning, also for a course in a bio builder course, like a course in biology, a course to help people who work in this kind of environment understand what they're doing, since I don't yet, and I want to, and this is part of it. They got me full time, and this is still, I'm upping my level of commitment as well. It's a dual. The next Commander Q, which will be 32, after fussing with this and that possibility of it, I ended up with it being my audio descriptions of traveling from Boston to Indiana and going on a fish tour for a few days and seeing quite a few shows. It's mostly a trip there. It's not much. There's no fish music on it except for the fact that I put some fish music on it from one of the shows I saw. But it was interesting listening to that. And now it's going to be part of the Commander Q show. And
36 with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q. 36 with Commander Q.
And spirit and all right,
all right,
Protect yourself.